Less than 12 hours after President Donald Trump announced that he would exit the Paris Climate Accord, the U.S. Embassy in Berlin, Germany, was lit up with a projection of Trump's face. It said, quote, hashtag total loser, so sad. Police soon arrested Greenpeace protesters who put up the image. That's one example of the strong reaction in Europe to Trump's decision. WSHU's Cassandra Basler is in Berlin reporting on a Pulitzer traveling fellowship. Cassandra joins us now. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, Bill.
You've been speaking to people in Berlin. What have you noticed?
Well, there have been a few acts of protest like the one you just described. Representatives from Germany's Green Party also picketed with signs that said Trump against the planet. And you probably heard about the French president's viral video where he said, make the planet great again. There have been a lot of jokes, but officially the German, French, and Italian governments say they regret that Trump wants to renegotiate the climate deal. European Union countries met with China on Friday to discuss how to keep their commitments. And on the ground, everyday Germans I spoke to seemed pretty disappointed in the U.S. for backing out.
Let's hear from some of them about what they think. Bernd Hacken, he's a retiree from Berlin.
Das ist eine Katastrophe, nicht nur für die anderen, sondern auch für Amerika.
Hawkins says Trump's announcement is a catastrophe, not just for the countries remaining in the deal, but also for the U.S. He thinks it'll isolate the U.S. and it'll hold back progress towards renewable energy.
Trump did say one of the reasons he thinks the Paris Accord is a bad deal for the U.S. is that pushing green energy won't make the U.S. attractive for businesses, and it won't bring back America's coal industry. Let's hear from Martin Ram about that.
I think Trump is trying to push for something that is just not possible anymore. I don't think there will be more jobs in the coal mining because we pulled out of this agreement. I just really don't think that'll happen.
Ram's not the only one who thinks coal jobs won't return. I also spoke to Dr. Suzanne Druga. She studies trade policy and climate at the German Institute for International and Security Affairs. She says the market demands more natural gas and renewable energy as the rest of the world looks to meet the Paris Accord emissions goals.
And with China meeting with the European Union, what does Druga think that says about the U.S.'s place in international affairs?
Druga says Trump's move could actually strengthen the European Union, something that the world has been concerned about as the UK plans its exit.
Now that the US dropped out of this Paris Agreement, that could bring forward this cooperation that was so tricky before.
Are there people who don't want Europe or Germany to take the lead on this international climate policy?
Well, Druga says there are nationalists who may be against the climate accord because they just don't want their country getting involved in international politics. Also, countries like Poland in the EU produce coal, so some people living there are concerned about their mining industry in the same way that some Trump supporters in the coal country want to keep their jobs.
What does Druga think is next for the United States and global climate policy?
She seems optimistic about the next 4 years, actually. She says the EU will continue to be friends with the U.S., but it might even strengthen international relationships in the private sector.
After all, I expect that the ties with the U.S., not probably at the federal level, but with U.S. states and business and NGOs, so civil society, will become closer even.
She's right about that. Here in the U.S., the mayors of cities like New York and Boston and Governor Daniel Malloy of Connecticut and Andrew Cuomo of New York are stepping up. They say they will support goals of the Paris Agreement even if the Trump administration does not.
Yeah, and Druga sort of thinks everybody should just carry on like Trump's announcement didn't happen.
What to do about the administration is probably now to ignore what they are trying to block in this process because they're still part of the Paris Agreement. Legally, they will get out only in 4 years.
So Druga thinks states should continue with climate goals, but did she have anything to say about the impact the climate deal would have here in the U.S.?
Druga did say that she thinks this would make climate policy a big deal in the next U.S. presidential election, but she hopes it won't become a polarized issue.
We'll have to wait and see. Thank you, Cassandra.
Thanks, Bill.
That was WSHU's Cassandra Basler reporting from Berlin as part of the Pulitzer Traveling Fellowship.